As you know, what will land, because we've been talking about it a lot, the U.S. is preparing for the end of Title 42. This is a policy that was kind of linked to the coronavirus pandemic that basically allowed the U.S. to quickly expel illegal immigrants. However, since Joe Biden is about to let Title 42 expire, the U.S. is now bracing for even more migrants. To talk about how things will likely play out, we are turning to political strategist Raven Harrison. Good morning, Raven.
Good morning.
So point blank, let's just start here. How are we anticipating things to play out?
We're anticipating what the real data suggests, which is it's going to be a disaster. We know that currently there are 400,000 strong on the border right now. Tents, people camped out, and there is a line you can't even imagine that is building on the roads and the passes coming into America that are already packed with the illegals waiting for the clock to run down and waiting to overrun our border.
Are we at all prepared or ready for this influx?
We are not. And it's important to remember that Title 14 was not a fix to our immigration problem. It is a Band-Aid on an amputated limb is basically what it is. It was the last layer of protection that was holding up what little we had to protect the United States. So what we have is Joe Biden is sending 1,500 troops to the border. Now, people, yay, well, that's 1,500 against potential millions. And those 1,500 are not there to do any kind of securing of the border. They are not there to repel. They are not there to prevent anyone from coming in. They are there to process paperwork, help the people process these illegals even faster so they can go into the interior of our country. So Greg Abbott has sent some troops down who are supposed to be reinforcing wire and basically just being a physical barrier. But we lost the Remain in Mexico policy that Trump had, which required that asylum seekers stay in Mexico until their claims were processed, not in the interior. You know, there's no point in checking them, and then they're here, and we can't find them or trace them. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be getting rid of Title 42, which repels under the pandemic, and we did not finish the wall that President Trump had. So we basically have gotten 9 million people since Joe Biden has taken office. We've got 9 million illegals, the ones we know about, who have come in, and we are seeing the effects across the entire United States.
You know, and it's sad, really. A lot of border states, which I would argue, I mean, we're all border states to some degree, but I know a lot of these border states, a lot of cities are trying to brace for the worst. I mean, I stood down there in La Jolla, in Farr, in McAllen, a lot of these border cities, and it's sad that people like Governor Greg Abbott have to take matters into their own hands. But are cities also going as far as taking matters into their own hands to brace for this influx?
They are bracing, and given that I live in Texas, I'm telling you that it just doesn't do it justice what you're seeing on television. We are seeing it everywhere. You've seen the shooting that happened recently, execution style. That was in something they call a colony. They have these colonies spread throughout Texas and throughout the United States where basically they're pockets of illegals who have congregated. They've cleared out land for them, and they are there under the protection. They are not allowed. ICE does not go near that. ATF does not go near that.
Wow.
And that's where this Cleveland shooter had come from. They are in the country being shielded, but they are here in the country, and you're seeing now shootings popping up, and we don't want to talk about that. You know, a lot of linked to mental illness, but it's crippling our economy. It's crippling our resources. The taxpayers are essentially funding their own invasion.
Yeah, exactly. And we're just letting it happen. Not we, the people, of course, but our lawmakers just letting it happen as we speak. Well, Raven, thanks for cluing us in on what we can brace for here over the next couple of days.
We'll keep you posted. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. That is political strategist Raven Harrison joining us here on WoWo.
Podcasts by Federated Media.